Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
It's time now on the News for the Soul Network for the psychic love doctor, Deborah Lee and friends. Since 1996, Deborah has done unique, powerful, life-affirming readings with a deck of ordinary playing cards using the personal prophecy card reading method her grandmother taught her many years ago. Call in now for your reading with Deborah today, 646-595-4274. Let's welcome the psychic love doctor back to News for the Soul now.
I just get so tickled by that. Yes, yes, thank you so much. Here it is, Monday. We've made it through another, oh boy, practically a full month of all this mayhem and madness that's going on out there. I am Deborah Lee. I've been the original psychic love doctor since 1996 when AOL, which was called America Online at the time, discovered me in a chat room. I would open them up just to give readings for, I guess, my practice, but mainly to help others just who happened to come and go through the chat room. And I was scouted. So if you think these things don't magically happen sometimes, they do. Mm-hmm. I really had hoped that I might catch the eye of somebody that would, you know, give me a boost.
Right.
Well, they sure did. They sure did. So AOL was my start, since I've gone on to several other websites. But now I'm so honored to be here on News for the Soul. Geez, it's been a while. I'm not even sure how many years thus far. But I love when all of you do come to join and look for readings. And if you're new, please don't hesitate to give us a call for a reading. We don't bite. Mm-hmm. And the readings are really, what would you say, like very, resonate.
Yes, and they help you get clarity.
And there's no scariness. You know, one thing that I always stress is that nothing is ever carved in stone. Readings will show you the potential that exists in terms of your life, the path you're taking. Do you like that path? Do you want to change that path? Is there somebody you have what do they call it now, a crush? Is it a crush? Somebody you're crushing on,
right,
that you don't know whether or not you should approach and tell how you feel? The cards will tell you. We are able to actually kind of look inside the hearts and minds of those that surround us and impact our lives. This can be boyfriends, husbands, potentials.
Potential husbands.
Friends, neighbors, coworkers. Oh, my goodness. You name it. Plus, we can take a look at what the potential is for you in terms of your career. And now everybody's concerned about the virus. Are we stacking up, Carl?
You're stacking up.
All right. Well, what we'll do is we'll go to the calls, and then I'm going to share with you sometime before the show ends something that I think we can all work on. It came from the cards this morning, that we can all work on to shift our vibration more in the direction of healing and, oh, God willing, survive all of this that's going on. All right, let's go to the, well, Veronica, would you like to first
read that number?
The number is 646-595-4274.
First caller is area code 610. 610 is in the state of Pennsylvania. 610.
Well, hello, Pennsylvania. What's your first name, please? Hello, Pennsylvania.
Shayna.
Hi, Shayna. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I can't complain.
Well,
good.
It's nice to hear that.
Yeah.
Are you a first-time caller to the show?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, Shayna, hello. You're a first-time caller.
Yes, that has been your formal welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show. Now, since you're new, please give us a few details about what's happening around you and for you, and also what your question would be that I would put to the cards for you.
Well, Well, right now we're dealing with the whole entire quarantine virus that's going on.
Yeah.
The kids are home from school. So I'm dealing with that and just trying to keep from getting sick. And
right.
Trying to keep myself from feeling like I'm too groggy or too, you know, stuffed up or anything. So I'm conscious of that. So I'm trying not to be too paranoid about getting sick.
Okay.
And keeping them from getting sick.
I think a lot of our listeners across the country, and we even have those who come to us from overseas, I am sure many are nodding in agreement with you right now.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Are you leaving your home? Do you have to work outside of the home?
Not as of yet. I'm actually looking for work right now. But I do have to leave the home because there's different things I have to do as far as going to the grocery store and going to appointments for the kids and things.
Right. Well, there are a lot of businesses that are hiring right now.
Yes, I heard Walmart. And definitely online jobs.
CVS is also,
right.
I've read. So, I mean, there's jobs out there. And certainly I see some of the employees are taking precautions. They're wearing gloves.
Right.
They have a mask. You know, and they're, well, we talked to a lot of them, Veronica
right.
and I, and a lot of times they just would like a smile or,
right.
you know, a kind word because, you know, it's not that easy for them. But what would you like me to focus on for you, Shayna?
Hey, do you see me getting into a serious relationship anytime soon?
Oh, good question. This method loves matters of the heart. So, yes, I think that's wonderful, and thank you for being our first caller. Now, let me ask you, is there anybody you might have in mind for your, you know?
Yeah, there is a particular person, but I'm not sure. I think you're seeing someone.
Okay.
Well, the amazing thing, Deb, if you don't have to say his or their, you don't have to say their name, so if she sees it, in there, it might be a good thing. It's always good to know who you have your eyes set on, you know?
So you're asking her for the name?
It doesn't even have to be a name, an initial or...
Or it could be a name.
Could be a name, whatever you're comfortable with.
Usually every first name you can think of, there's billions of them out there, so
exactly.
It doesn't really count anything.
I've known them for some years now, and... But I think they're properly in a relationship. I don't know what they're doing, so that's why I'm not too sure about
okay.
them.
There might be a particular person, but might not.
But you've known him for a long time?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see what these cards hold for you.
Already then.
Yes. Oh, and just to mention here, Veronica will be giving particular angel card reading at the completion of each of the readings during the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I've got to tell you, right off the top here, Shayna, this individual really appreciates you as a friend. And don't be, no, none of that
okay.
ow, because here's the thing, friendship truly is the best foundation there is for something more lasting. Not always necessarily marriage, but it can be a long-term commitment. I find that a lot of younger folks these days are abandoning actual traditional marriage. So the thing to remember is, though, that if you were to start throwing all kinds of love and all that in his face, it probably would cause him to back away.
Okay.
So keep that friendship going for the now and wait and see what the future brings, because I don't feel that relationship is going to last that he appears to be in. It's definitely taking an exit.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So I think that your potential for, I'm hearing about 6 months from now, could be very, very good.
Okay.
So I hope you keep that in mind. In the meantime, remember, this isn't the last man on earth. You, darling, have men all over the place.
Mm.
So the question is, though, when you have children, I think it's more, dating becomes more of, it's almost like an interview.
Right.
Because you don't want to waste your time on somebody that is just not going to be, material for the right kind of person for your children to be involved with.
Yeah. But you do see the relationship that they're in is getting ready to come to an exit.
It is. Mm-hmm. But don't get interfered. Let it go its own way naturally.
Right.
And remember, he thinks of you as a very dear friend. There is a lot of feeling around that. You just might find him wanting to cry on your shoulder, and you know what? I would say do it. What would you say, Veronica?
Well, I had a very, very good friend in high school that I was in love with for 4 years. And he ended up getting asked out by my best friend.
Oh.
They dated for 3 weeks, and she just wanted to do it as a dare because she's a jerk. And he cried on my shoulder and looked up and goes, thank you so much for being my best friend. And I was like, I love you too. And he's like, what? So then we were together for 4 years. So you never know.
Sometimes they don't see what's right in front of their eyes until they open their eyes. Okay, so Shayna, don't be a stranger. We want to hear from you. There will be more clarity and more dimension to your readings after the first one, okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Take care, honey.
Thank
and
you.
I wanted to tell you, you look like in your cards you're doing all the right things in terms of staying safe.
And you think maybe that she has a good chance of getting a zone?
Getting a what?
Right.
Oh, your angel card.
I'm
going to
do the angel card, yeah. So don't
have spoken up.
Don't hang up
just
yet.
Say.
I'm trying to be nice and have you figured out on your own.
So your angel card today, Shayna, is clairaudience. That's Archangel Zadkiel. Notice the loving guidance you hear inside your mind or from other people.
So that's very good.
Yeah.
To be clairaudient is quite a gift.
So you got that going for you.
Yes, you do. So, Shayna.
I think that's a good, promising.
Yes. Stay well. Think positive and watch and see what's going to happen.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Then.
Call soon.
And that number to call in is 646-595-4274. Next caller, area code 917.
You took my job.
You were smacking.
917,
state of New York, 917.
Hi, New York.
Yes, it is. Hello, this is Carla.
Hi, Carla.
Hello, Carla.
And we've spoken to you before, Carla.
I think many, many moons ago.
You know, your voice is very familiar to me.
And so is yours.
Well, thank you.
Miss Mullet.
And so is yours.
Well, thank you.
Let's see. Well, I'm going through a bit of a challenge, of course, like everybody else is. How do you see things moving forward in my life here?
Okay. Do you mean in terms of, say, your love life or your professional life?
No, career.
Oh, career. I think we've worked on that with you in the past, perhaps.
Perhaps.
It's ringing, a little bell.
The bells are ringing.
It's only love, health, or work, right? What else is there to ask? I mean,
exactly. Right.
It's so limited.
Have you been let go from your job? Are you in quarantine?
No, I'm not.
Are you still working?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you working from home?
Good
question. No.
Ooh.
An essential worker.
So you're essential. I'm basically considered essential, I feel, because I don't get to stay home and I don't get paid to stay home. I own my own cleaning business. You would think that people would be calling me and, you know, I'd be so busy, but nobody wants anyone from the outside coming in.
Right.
And so I am having to beg people to
let
me
come in. Well, what she's doing,
so.
I want to add a little something here. What Veronica's also doing is she's putting together, what would you call them, cleanliness kits?
Yes.
That she will either deliver locally or she can send them to those anywhere in the country that would like to have one that is going to involve. And Carla, I'm laying out your cards at the same time, so I have not forgotten you.
Right.
That's okay. I get it.
Well, I am feeling that You are definitely in need of a change, Carla. There are aspects in your professional life that are, I'm trying to think of a good way to put it, that are irritating as heck. Does that make sense?
Yes, it's happening at the moment. I'm very stressed.
Oh, very
yet. This is not your regular job thing question. It's a little bit more stressful.
Well, and I'm getting that. And I feel that, okay, I'm hearing intuitively being shortchanged, like not getting everything that is needed. And that there's an awful lot of want there. And it's rightly so. You know, I feel like there should be this trickle down where things are coming where they need to be, but they're not. And so people are literally risking their lives. I want you to know, though, I am not seeing this to be the case for you. I'm seeing, though, that you're getting really hot under the collar and feeling very, like you said, stressed out. And the best thing I can tell you, the most positive thing that I can say, is things are going to get better really soon. Not as soon as tomorrow, and I don't think next week.
Yeah.
But things are definitely on the upswing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, on the mend. And there's a male who works very closely with you that I'm seeing here that is heart sick because I feel that he has a higher position, but he's not able to
do anything
to improve or to get what is needed there sooner. But trust me, there's a lot of people on the case here. You aren't being left out flapping in the breeze, which in these days that might actually be kind of helpful.
I know. Could you just leave me alone a little bit? So, yeah, I understand that.
And I'm not seeing money becoming a huge issue for you either. I think that you are a very good spender, not in terms of being like a professional spender, but being good with your money. So
okay.
I hope all of this helps. Please know things are going to get better. Try to find support where you can get it. And don't be surprised if you find yourself speaking out and you might think, oh, I should never have done that. Yes, you need to do that so that your voice and the voice of others gets heard.
Yeah.
The other problem, go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna try to give you your angel card reading, but you had something else to say?
Yeah, I also have, like, on top of this, I was also filing for an upgrade in my title because everything came on top, so it was not the right time to do that. So I told my representative to just wait for a couple of days, otherwise it's going to be too much my needs. And how the system
and
is
and the COVID happened. Oh,
yeah, and the COVID on top. Oh my God.
Okay, and you're wondering if the situation is going to improve or what? How do you want me to?
Yeah. Is this going to get better for me? Is this going? Am I going to be able to get the needs that I need to put in order?
You know, I know you're speaking in a kind of a vague term, but I have your cards open.
Right.
I really feel I know where you're, you know, going with this. And I'm going to say yes.
Mm-hmm.
The best thing you can do is to be positive.
Right.
Remember, we all create our own reality. And right now we've got this terrible mass hysteria, which is not doing much good for sending that positive vibration, that energy.
Right.
So you work on yourself to do that and keep sending out, which is excellent manifesting, sending out everything will be better and that I'm going to be happier. I mean, just put it out there and you watch and see. The universe will respond or with a higher power in kind.
And you, this card that I picked for you, I feel is huge, and it needed to be said, and I think it goes well with Deb's reading and with how you are feeling and saying what's going on with you.
Oh, sorry.
The angel card you have is Archangel Jeremiah. It's overcoming difficulties. I already have goosebumps. The worst is now behind you, and you are surmounting any previous challenges.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. My darling, please, remember we're here. You can call in every single week, and we will be happy to help with the situation. We'll give you all the insight we can.
Ooh. Okay. Thank you. Very much.
Godspeed to you, hon. All right? Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That's a tasty meatball.
All right.
Boy, we had to pause for a second there.
Yeah. That one gave me, I really had to
calm
down. Yeah. That number is 646-595-4274.
All right. Next caller, area code 207 from the state of Maine. 207.
Well, hello, Maine. I don't think we've heard from Maine yet.
Not very often.
Yeah, not often.
Hi.
Hi. Who's on the line with us, please?
My name is Faith.
Faith?
Yes.
Hi, Faith.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Can you hear us?
Yes. It was breaking up for a moment. That's why I had asked.
Well, have we heard before?
Yes, you have.
Oh,
I've called in before.
Okay.
So this is not my first time calling in.
This isn't her first rodeo.
Negative ghostwriter.
All right, Faith, please tell us what situation you're dealing with and what question you would like me to address in the card.
Okay. Well, for starters, currently in life, I'm going through, I feel like, this huge transformation of mentality. I get the bigger picture one day, and then the next day I'm downing myself again. I get the bigger picture, and then I'm downing myself in. I've learned to, you know, to be really into my astrology stuff, believing more in the universe, and the signs, and, you know, the ways that it can communicate with us. So I've been following guidelines through them. My general idea that I've gotten, I just want to confirm if it's true or not, that if I'm on the right path and if my life purpose was always telling other people my life stories so I can help or save or fix somebody. I'm a very sensitive person on my Facebook. I tend to reach out to people and, you know, tell them my true feelings, what I'm facing in life, what I'm going through, because I always believe that, you know, my life purpose was to help somebody. My life purpose is just to help somebody. And that just keeps on replaying over and over and over in my head. It's not really an explanation that I explain to you guys. It's just the kind of thing that just kind of lingers inside of my mind. And then recently I've been so down that I'm just like, I'm alone. Nobody's listening to me. It's not getting me anywhere. So I've been really desperate to find somebody that I can connect with, that I'm going to be with. And I found this guy, but the thing is that things aren't clear between me and him. You know what I mean? So I don't know how to really describe I would just call it a situationship. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right, Faith, I'm looking at your cards, and I've got to tell you, you have some of the most dynamic cards I've ever seen in a reading. First of all, can I first ask your birth date?
Yeah, it's 6/19/91. I'm a Gemini.
Okay.
This guy is a Scorpio. So, I mean, if you're asking because you want to know the thing, he's a Scorpio.
Well,
so
you're probably the better astrology expert than I am. I'm still kind of just a newbie
learning.
At it.
Right.
But one thing that I feel that I need to say to you is that there are some people that are chosen who are in the world, but they're not necessarily of the world. And that is you. You might do some reading up on, like, indigo children. These are, I feel very strongly in reading, they will show themselves to me. And, darling, you have all the earmarks here of being highly psychic. I'm
empathic.
Hearing empathic. Yeah, and Veronica said that.
Mm-hmm.
So she's getting, it's resonating from her. And the thing is, just have some boundaries so that you aren't overwhelmed by all these huge emotional tides right. that come your way or the psychic messages that you're receiving. There are times when I've got to say, whoa, shut this off. I'm going to focus on this comedy on TV, and that's I don't need to be bombarded with all of the reps. But I want to tell you, you're really going places. So you're still young.
Yeah.
And I would say within the next, now this might seem like, oh, Lord, so long. But believe me, these years go by in a flash. Within the next 20 years, I am seeing you delivering a message to the public, and I'm talking on a global scale, where people are going to look at you as a bit of a prophet, somebody that is here to help. It's like the whole Indigo Child. I'm trying to think of the word.
It's
you know,
crazy people, you said that because not to cut you off or anything, but like it is crazy you said that because I've always, you know, even from the time I can remember, I've always felt something like that. I was here to help people. I was just here to help people, and that was my purpose.
You are, and you're going to help civilization by helping those people. All right? Start with 1, 10.
Right. You know, especially if you're putting things on Facebook, you've already got a step in the door. You already can put yourself out there. You can already say, here, I'm feeling this way. I want to talk
more
about
it. I have a question. Do you guys have any advice regarding that? Because I have, you know, Tennessee, Facebook in a world in this today's society, it's not always about love and compassion. It's always about, you know, who's got this, who's got that. So I find that I'm often actually judged a lot for doing it. I post very positive things, so, you know, I don't see anything wrong with it. But a lot of people are like, wow, how can you do that, you know? Or they'll judge me for doing that. Like, what's your advice for moving forward with that, feeling?
Something they can't comprehend.
Right.
And a lot of them are judgy.
Right.
And what is it you said, Jim? Something about winning
people hate
earlier.
Things that they don't know.
You said something about winning earlier today. The winner... Oh, I wish I could remember it because it was perfect.
You're very clairvoyant yourself.
Well, let's just put it this way. Facebook is its own platform, social media.
Right.
Having a blog helps too.
Having a blog, having a Twitter or an Instagram account, I feel like you have a little bit more opening. I know a lot of people that do angel cards or other type of astrology on Instagram and go to their YouTube. I feel like Facebook sometimes is for certain accounts.
Faith, and wonderful your name.
Yeah.
Isn't her name? Thank you. Oh,
perfect.
Wow. What you should do is focus on, reaching
to different
others through your writing,
right.
other social media platforms.
Mm-hmm.
Make some videos.
Right.
Put them on YouTube. Have a channel. You can even do live shows there. But eventually, I feel that you are going to actually hold seminars. She's going to do workshops. She's going to be out there where people are just going to want so
badly
for you to guide them. And thinking of yourself as an Indigo Child means that you are here to help us all move in the right direction.
Right.
So I'm glad that you already recognize that you have a mission. Yes. Now, speaking of the young man in question,
Well,
you said it's very vague or you can't get a handle on it.
Well, I mean, okay, so inside of me, everything is screaming, like, you just got to build yourself and you'll get to this man. And I've had other, you know, I YouTube a lot, I research YouTube a lot, and I've had these other readings from other tarot card readings that everything keeps on pointing at that, you know, basically from what I understand, but it's not clarified because, you know, sometimes our emotions get in the way that he's literally somebody for me, that the connection's there, like it's like almost like my twin flame, and I've seen the most repeating numbers around it. But the thing is, he's very guarded, and I don't know if sometimes he, you know, kind of feeds into my emotion of me knowing that I like him. I just recently told him, and I just seen him, and you know, he was more playful with me and everything, but something still holds him back from me, and I don't know what that is. You know what I mean?
Yes. One thing with men that I've learned after 30 years of giving readings is that they will suffer a trauma and they'll bury it. And I know Veronica will agree with this. They stuff it, but it actually impacts their future relationships. I think the more you tell this guy how you feel, the more you let him know that he's safe. And this seems so weird, where men could go out and slay dinosaurs, but they're scared to death of their own emotions.
Right.
So do you have any advice to Veronica to offer?
Just your angel card.
Yes, we're going to give you your angel card, and we hope that you call us again and give all of this a chance to process with you. It's a big mission you've got, but one thing I want to add. I think you're going to end up sharing a home with this fella that you really like. I see the potential for a really great love relationship here and more. It's soulmates all the way, honey.
So it's not just me that there is something that is it is being confirmed. I just want to know it's just not me in my head and my emotions just because I like this guy.
If it was just you in your head, I would see it.
Exactly.
I would have seen that. And I would be then coaching you in the direction of just focus on your work right now and let the right man come to you. But I think you've already got the right man.
Yeah. That's exciting.
I do too.
Stay in touch with us. Now you're going to get your angel card reading right now.
Okay, so Faith.
Okay, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, honey.
There's usually one person a night that I try to give. I try to only do one at a time, but these went so together that I have to give you two out of the three. So one is spread your wings, the Archangel Ariel. Do not hold back right now. The timing is perfect. You are ready to soar.
There you go. I love that.
And the other one is claircognizance. It's Archangel Uriel, which is, you know, they're like family together. Pay attention to thoughts and ideas that come to you as they are answered prayers.
Oh, I think so. That's beautiful.
So every single thing that I think that you've been thinking and feeling is answered right there. So you should not doubt it. You should never doubt yourself.
And just be real with this guy.
Right.
Because love is a strength. It's never a weakness. And he will learn that from you.
Right.
Honey, we got to move on. I wish we could talk some more.
Okay. Totally okay. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Blessings to you, hon.
The number is 646-595-4274.
We're trying to get as many in as we can tonight.
Because there's a billion.
Yeah. There's a handful.
Next caller is the Neighbors to the South, area code 919, North Carolina, area code 919.
Hello, North Carolina, and who is on the phone with us?
Well, hello, Deborah. How are you? It's Patsy.
Hi, Patsy.
Well, there you go.
We're doing okay. Everybody in our family circle or circle of acquaintances, everybody's
here.
Well.
Right.
How are you all faring down there?
Well, I don't know anybody who has it.
Yeah.
We're just staying in, trying to be safe. My anxieties are through the roof.
Oh, sure.
So is my son's. He's IT, but they still expect him to come in, but he's working home from this week. They just can't control his anxieties. I mean, as you know, now they're saying it's on surfaces. You really need to wash everything you get from the grocery store.
I mean, and I've been doing this for years anyway. I was never a big fan of let's just bring stuff home. You never know what people are doing. But yes, wiping the cardboard, metal, cardboard, plastic. Those are your three things that you need to really be careful. And I know a lot of stores aren't letting you bring in your personal bag.
I didn't know that.
Right. Yes, I just found that out. But the CDC said to non-perishables like cans and stuff, you can even leave that in your car for 3 days for it to disappear.
Right. That's why they're telling you.
I know it's hard.
Go ahead.
I know it's hard, you know, not just on me, but everybody, because you can't hug your loved ones. You can't even see your loved ones if you don't live with them. It's hard. It's
some
really
people
hard.
Are losing their loved ones, and you can't even visit them at the hospital
right.
to say goodbye. That's really
exactly. I know that breaks my heart because I'm an empath. That breaks my heart, but I am praying so hard for everybody on the front line, all the way to the restaurant workers, to the doctors.
What is your question?
Hopefully this
will.
My question is, me and Tony were planning on getting married in the fall, talking about it.
Well, congratulations.
And now we just don't. Well, thank you. Well, now we just don't know with all this going on. So do you see us getting married in the fall, possibly, or breaking up due to being quarantined together?
Oh, but at least they're quarantined together. My boy and I, we have not seen each other in 3 weeks because he's quarantined himself. And he told me right away I could come and stay with him, but I have cats. He has cats. It would not work out. And so I feel like if you're together, you're quarantined together, I think that's a plus because you at least can say, well, if I don't want to see you, I can go in the other room. Not, I don't get to see you at all. I can't even drive by your house. So I think that's better.
Patsy, were you planning like a formal wedding or something more casual?
No, just a little one. Just a little one. A little one by the lake, which my brother and his wife got married this past week, day before they closed all the parks here. I caught a bouquet. The funny part is I was the only one there to catch the bouquet.
Hey, I think that if that you catch it, it's not like she can throw it. So, I mean, even if I
think
was the only
was,
one,
it
I think
was
it was meant,
meant
to be. So you can shush.
And I want to tell you, they're even doing marriage ceremonies over Skype, you know, over video call. There's also.
I don't see why not. You could.
I could.
Oh, wow.
I could do that for you.
That's what I'd like to say to you, Patsy. You were such a godsend to me when I lost my darling Daryl. This lady with her.
I can still hear his voice. Most people aren't as blessed as you are to find that one special love in your life. So you have that.
And you have
always lets us know that it exists.
And Patsy, you have always been such a giver to others. Even when you were down to your last few bucks, I remember your post where you would inspire people and say, if there's somebody in front of you that can't even say buy a piece of bread or they
right.
can't get a drink,
you would get it for them.
She did
yeah.
always.
I remember.
Yes.
I heard about you.
So. Now I think it's time for you to reap some blessings, and I want to tell you that if you decide to get married, you can always, this is what happens from my office, a lot of times the military people want to be married because it'll be good for them on paper before they go on deployment,
right.
and then they plan this big,
huge
flashy wedding for when they can, but they feel that sense of unity, that sense of commitment, that holy matrimony type of feeling. So if you guys decide to do it, it would be my pleasure and honor to officiate for you. So
I was getting ready to ask you that. Well, when this travel ban is lifted, that would make my heart smile for you to be the one to do it.
That would be
wonderful.
Well, it'd be my pleasure. It'd be wonderful for me, too. Now, we'll figure out how and when and why and all that. But Jim just brought up, a lot of times people do it in secret.
Right.
And then they have the big...
That way all their guests think it's the real deal the first time.
Yeah, it's up to
and
you guys.
Better for them.
But, you know, we are in some uncertain times.
Yeah,
and maybe
right.
that will help a lot
people
with your anxiety,
yes.
your sons, to know that you are solid.
Right.
Yeah, it would for me, I'll tell you that. So, honey, that's my gift.
That would be beautiful.
Oh, it would.
That's exciting. I'd like to be here for that.
All I need is a marriage license. We could even do it over the internet.
Interwebs, right.
Yeah, interwebs.
Yes, that's what my grandma called us, adorable.
Paperwork has to have real ink on it.
Well, yes,
yes,
I know.
Yeah.
Income, honey.
Yes, I would income. And if you wanted it recorded, you could play it. You could keep it.
Right.
So we'll work on that on our own time, okay? I want to
Okay, that would be beautiful.
Well, you go ahead and count on that. Absolutely, 100%. Now, I'm going to work in what I had to say about prayer right during yours. Because anxiety is like the key word for everybody out there. I read the cards this morning about the coronavirus. What is it, COVID?
Yeah.
COVID-19.
Yes, I read them, and all of a sudden there was such a brilliant perception that came to me. And a lot of times I do feel there is divine intervention in these cards.
Right.
I'm just the messenger, the receiver, and then I share. What the cards were telling me is so many in the world are, well, manifesting or praying in their own time. Please, you know, save my family, save my friends. And it's all about do it now, do it fast. And what we need to do is have this shift where we say in our prayer, Lord, God, higher power, whatever you want, universe, let's let it be in your time when you feel it's the right way in time, and we will patiently wait for your strength, your loving hand, however you want to put it, to come and basically heal us from this terrible, it's like a plague.
Right. Yeah.
So see, instead of saying, oh, we're hurting, we're full of anxiety, let's find peace in saying, God.
Yes, that is.
That is so true,
and more people are praying. So there is power in prayer. So I see a turnaround.
And to put it in the hands of the higher power.
Yeah.
It's like ba-boom. You know, then you're going to get what that. Loving everything that's above us.
The light.
You know, I always also say to clients and those on, when we do the shows, look for the lesson. The lesson is there. And once you have the lesson, then the conclusion, you know, of your situation can come to you. There will be an outcome. There will be resolve.
Right, resolve.
So we all just got to find
the
lesson.
Yes.
All right, well.
Yes, it's coming together.
I want to tell you, the only thing I see in your cards that could make you sick is your anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Your son needs to calm down, too, because I'm feeling that you are surrounded with nothing but light and love, and there's just such a, I don't know, it's overwhelming. I can't even quite find the word.
Mm.
But your mother now, she's figuring here, too. What's happening with your mother?
I'm bringing her in food. My brother is. She's being picky on what she wants. She don't understand. There ain't much on the shelves here.
Yeah,
right. Just being a real honoree. And yesterday she felt like so sick, but won't let me call the nurse to go in to check on her.
It's out of fear, Patsy. Your mother's afraid that if someone comes in and checks on her, they may find something wrong.
Right.
She's not ready to leave this world. But what I want to stress to you, because we're going to have to move on, is that don't let your mother get on your last nerve.
Right.
Remember, you
oh,
are...
Oh, she has been.
Well, if you can, be very pleasant. Remind her you love her and go outside and beat up a bush or something. But, yeah. Because really that you're reacting to your own anxiety right now.
Yes.
Right. You're right.
Let's get I do's in the works here. It's something beautiful. It'll be inspirational for all of us to share. I would love that. So remember, all I see is anxiety making you sick.
Okay.
I'm not supposed to make any... Like
medical advice.
Especially of all the times.
No,
right.
Because the internet gods get a little bit hinky about that.
And they're God's lawyers.
But I am, you got it. You got the message. I know you got it.
Well,
yes.
Kathy,
she's got an angel card for you.
I'd like to
give
you an angel
card. Okay, great. Thank you. I love y'all.
This is Patience, the Archangel Jophiel. Your dreams are blooming more rapidly than you realize. Still, they need nurturing and patience.
There you go.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Oh, Patsy, we love you too. Thank you for calling. I'm sure a lot of
I love y'all.
We love
you. Blessings upon all of y'all.
And
thank
don't
you.
Be a stranger.
Yeah, don't be a stranger. You know, call us again
soon.
I
won't.
All
I
right,
will.
Honey, thank you.
All right, thank you.
You.
Love y'all.
All right.
All right.
Next caller from area code 917, back to the state of New York, 917.
Hi, New York. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, it's Tina from New Jersey. Yeah.
Oh, Tina, that's
Tina.
Right.
Yeah. I do not know
from
that.
On a Monday? What?
Monday.
Yeah, that's unusual for you, isn't it, a little bit, honey?
A little bit.
Yes, I just came out of a class. So this makes me forget about that class. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're hanging in there.
Yeah.
Trying to follow all of the guidelines.
Stay at home.
No, let me ask you. You still have classes? Are you social distancing or are you working
yes,
on a
computer? Yes.
Okay.
Yes, all of our classes are remote now, so we're used to it from online classes. Yep, classes.
Oh, that's good. So what's on your mind this evening?
I just wanted to see what the cards have for me, and I wanted to ask about business with a friend named Todd.
Todd?
Yep.
A friend named Todd.
Okay. He wants to get in business.
Okay.
And this is pertaining to your misery. Your ministry, excuse me.
Yeah, whatever the card still had to say about Sean, I want to see where my daughter's moving back and business with Todd.
Okay. Business with Todd.
Now, do you feel comfortable
Sean
about Todd?
Yes, I do.
All right. Okay, Tina, I'm working on your cards.
Moving back in.
I got busy. I apologize. I did not hear any of the conversation doing two things at once.
Do we have
Todd
a lot of,
and business.
We have so many callers we just have a lot. I don't want to say any more than that.
Would you
that would
like
be very
to have a recap?
That's why we're, I'm sorry, what?
I'm recapping. She wants to know about Todd and
Sean.
Sean with love.
And her daughter.
And daughter's
possibly
status.
Moving back
right.
home.
Okay. It's very similar to the last time, I believe.
Right. Very
which
similar.
Cool.
We have a new...
It's very consistent.
A new name.
Now,
I guess
Tina,
gotta
ask you, are you and Todd equal partners, or is one of you,
violent partner?
One has more of a...
More percentage?
Yeah, percentage than the other?
Really, I mean, he has way more than I do, so, you know, he's just going to, you know, assist me if you're looking at it from that point of view, but I would still be doing everything on my own.
Okay, well, my perception is that he would like to be the big cheese in this relationship for business, and he shows me, and not very willingly, I might add, but he's showing me that he could become quite demanding toward you and disappointing. So I'm just wondering, have you two really spelled it out, like hammered out a business agreement?
Right.
Not all the way. That's what I was asking. Yeah.
I think you need to do that. For one thing, it'll keep him a bit on a tight rein. Because you can say, now, Todd, this is what, and hold up that paper, that document, and say, this is what we agreed to. Yeah. And as for Sean, oh, my God, that guy would follow you to the ends of the earth if he had to. He truly loves you. He truly loves you.
Okay.
And as for your daughter, yes, I feel that she is in the early stages of wanting to come home. And I'm not seeing this as a really great relationship during all that's going on. And your daughter, now let me ask you, honestly, does she have a bit of an argumentative nature with you?
Yeah.
Well,
extremely stubborn. We've
there's
already
another
established
one.
That, right.
You're going to have to put a tight rein on her, too. She's a grown child coming back home,
right.
And you can say, all right, daughter dear, love you to death. However, these are going to be the rules.
Yep.
Right.
That's right. You don't like them, you leave.
Right. And there's not going to be any help from mommy because, you know, I'll help you if you're here. I can't help you if you leave.
Right.
And that's where I basically
and
did
give
with
her
mine as well.
Responsibilities. Don't let her just lay around, you know, as kids will do.
Doesn't matter how old they are.
Yeah.
21, 35, doesn't matter.
In a room, the kitchen, or something like that. Do your own laundry. Here's the kitchen.
Yeah, make her responsible for herself. If she doesn't like the rules,
that's right.
She can find elsewhere.
That door opens up.
And it closes the same way.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Tina, we're rushing now. So we're going to give you your angel card reading.
So stand by.
Thank you.
Yes, it's coming
Thank
soon.
You.
It's coming. Oh, look. I think I'm going to pick this one.
Oh, that's funny.
Okay. You have a brilliant idea card. It's Archangel Uriel. Yes, your idea is divinely guided. Please take action to bring your idea to fruition.
There it is.
Kyle's favorite word.
Confirmation of what you're doing.
Yep.
All right.
I think that's perfect.
Just don't let anybody steal your dream or the work you're putting into it. Okay, I know it's a ministry, but there are some things that is, you know, it's your baby.
Right.
So good luck with the daughter.
Thank you.
That's where you're really calling.
I've got a nice big shoulder if you need to cry on it. But I think if you tell her what, you know, what's what, I think that she will be more appreciative this time of having a home to go back to. So thank you. We hope to hear from you again soon. Thank you.
Bye.
Oh, she's so sweet.
Absolutely. All right, next caller. Area code 806, because the clock is ticking, which is the state of Texas and somebody we know. Area code 806.
Danielle.
Hello. Hi.
We love you.
Yes.
Don't ever leave us again.
How's our baby girl doing down there in Texas?
I'm doing good. We're, we got put on the stay-home restriction. Like, only you can only leave for work. And
good.
And that's it. Like, you know, it got more, I guess, like, more restrictions, I guess. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I think
have
that as well.
Yeah.
Tonight.
We've got it starting. Well, it's already started.
Oh, yeah, we're in it.
I wonder if they have
sex on that essential need list.
I wonder so. Because
officer, I'm going to have sex.
I'm sorry, but
my boyfriend lives over that way.
It's very essential right now
It's a stress reliever. You don't want people to explode.
You got to have work, groceries, and sex.
Okay, more seriously, Danielle, what can we do for you?
Right.
I just want to do a checkup for me and see what the cards say for me right now. But I am worried about me, like not really worried about me and Isaac. I'm just like worried about Isaac. Like something happened, but he like doesn't want to talk to me about it. Like the other day, like he was just like being like short or like, I don't know, like real dry. And I was like, what happened? He was like, just today is not a good day. And like ever since that, like I think it was like Saturday or just ever since then, it's like, he's just like, every day is a bad day for him. And I don't know what happened. So, and I'm like, are you okay? Like, do you want to talk about it? And he's just like, no, I can't do this. And I'm just like, okay, like, I'm all the way over here. Like, I'm not going to force you to talk to me.
I think that was nice. You invited him to share with you. He chose not to, but he'll know that you're there. You know, pressuring him would not have brought good results.
And I just told him, like, because he was just, like, he was, like, being rude, though, and I was, like, okay, you're not going to be rude to me if you're, like, just because you're in a bad mood or just because you're not happy, like, you're not going to be rude to me, because he was just, like, sending me, like, short stuff, like, short, like, rude messages, and I was, like, that's unnecessary, like, I'm not doing anything to you, but I'm just, like, not happy, like, with how he's acting.
This is an ego thing on Isaac's part. He's in training, correct? Not military, but for job.
Right.
Yes.
Well, today was not a good training day, if this is about today. Is it
Saturday?
Saturday. Things didn't go well.
Still today, too. Like, it's still continuing.
He did some stupid things. He wasn't thinking. If there was any kind of preparation, he didn't do it. So the thing is, he doesn't want to tell you because he's embarrassed.
Oh.
Okay, he wants to be your knight in shining armor, and he doesn't want to have any dents in that armor. But don't pressure him. Don't, you know, just let it go for now. Once he's done, you know, licking his wounds, Oh. I really think he's going to want to tell you.
Okay.
All right. I see no other reason here whatsoever. He feels doomed, though, stuck in North Carolina. Now you're in lockdown. I mean, yeah, we're all going through this. So at least there's comfort, yeah, in numbers and all that.
Right.
But,
you know that no one's going anywhere.
Yeah. And...
You laugh, but I laugh because it's true.
It's true. And
the things that are true are funny.
Well, right. So you know that no one's going anywhere. You know no one's taking any fun trips to wherever.
No, but we can try to keep a good sense of humor.
Exactly. You've got to keep a good
sense.
All
you can do is laugh.
Every time
and I just feel like, well, he's not talking to me about it. Like, maybe he's, like, talking to someone else. Or I don't know. Like, that's
no, no, no.
He had a crap day.
He had a bad couple days.
There's
that song.
Says
you had a bad day.
Yep. Now, you, Danielle, need to start feeling more secure in this relationship, okay? That you're there for him. And that, well, I would tell you if I saw somebody else.
Right.
And I remember I did at one point in the past that
right.
he was, yeah, communicating with someone else, but I'm not seeing that. You know, part of his immaturity right now is showing. He's kind of like me. I act some days like I'm a cat on a hot tin roof.
Right.
That I just got to get out of here. But there's nowhere to go.
Right. There's nowhere to run.
So I've been getting into music from the 80s, which I love.
Yes.
And just sitting with my, like, your earbuds on, and I'm just, you know, going crazy with music. You got to find something that'll work. I still would like to get one more in, honey. So call us again soon. Everything. No, we don't have time. All right.
Then we have to give you your card.
Yeah,
yeah,
wait.
You got the angel card.
Yes.
Yeah. This is
we
it.
Got your angel
okay.
card.
The last color.
So it's this is a card I've not seen before. This is called a moon cycle card, Archangel Hanael. Notice how the moon affects your energy, manifestations, and capitalizes upon these cycles. So you're feeling emotional. You're on this emotional roller coaster. You're not able to
yes.
send love and have him to lean on. You're having to lean on yourself. And so I know that probably is extremely over-emotional and probably for both of you. So
also, men don't like to hear
and
this.
They don't like it.
But I'm convinced, and from my readings, they have monthly menstrual cycles.
They do.
Too.
They have they have man PMS. It's
they
true.
Do.
Yes.
And I think
yes, that's
make sense. The calendar and on next month and
yes,
forward.
I think that's a great idea.
Keep track of these days and not like tread lightly, but just understand he could be in a mood.
Exactly. Need
and
to send him
and
some
Jim
chocolate.
Is over here shaking his head and gagging a little into his
right.
mouth.
That don't have
that's
a
true.
Yeah.
Like he acts so moody, and I'm like,
yeah, think about that. They do. They aren't like us. You know, where we don't always get a lot of sympathy either, but, you know, men have